Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful for all of you who have left reviews on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and all the places. Alexa, some of you are listening on your Alexa devices. Thanks for doing that. It just helps get the podcast into the hands of more folks, and that makes me happy. Such a privilege to be able to read the Word of God with you and to pray with you today. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I am humbled that you would take this time. Okay, so we are in Acts chapter 28, verses 11 through 16, and this is in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version of the Bible. It says this: After 3 months, we headed out to sea. We sailed in a ship from Alexandria that had stayed at the island during the winter. On the front of the ship, the figures of twin gods were carved. Their names were Castor and Pollux. We landed at Syracuse and stayed there for 3 days. From there, we sailed to Rhegium. The next day, the south wind came up. The day after that, we reached Puteoli. There we found some believers. They invited us to spend a week with them. At last, we came to Rome. The believers there had heard we were coming. They traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. When Paul saw these people, he thanked God for them and was encouraged by them. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself, but a soldier guarded him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the details. These are actual places. These are cities and ports. And it helps me to just understand that all of the things written in your word, they are true and we can camp on them. And so thank you for that. Lord, thank you that Paul was, as you had told him, was preserved on this journey. He did not drown. He did not stay a castaway. He ended up in Rome. And Lord, I just love the fact that they found believers when they reached one of the ports and they were able to spend that week. And Lord, I know what that's like of just, you know, maybe traveling around. I'm reminded of a time where my late friend, she's not alive anymore, but my late friend Twyla and her family came to visit us in France. And they had been touring around all over the place, and they came and we had been planting a church, and we had a whole bunch of people at our house that was our church, and we fed them all with really great Marquez sausage, and we sat down at the end, and I played the guitar and led worship, and she said something like, "It just felt so good to be among believers," and I just kind of feel like this is how Paul must have felt as well, just to get to that place where he could have that fellowship for a week, and how rich it must have been. And Lord, I know in this time we're having a hard time gathering with other folks, and so Lord, would you just make up for it somehow? Would you help us to find creative ways to meet with other believers? And Lord, I confess it's getting harder and harder to think that Zoom calls and FaceTime is the same as being in person with someone, because it's not. But Lord, you're still good, and you know us, you see us, you hear us, you are aware of what we're going through. And so Lord, help us to find fellowship in ways that encourage us and encourage other people. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much that when Paul got to Rome, there was a greeting party for him. And as I think about that, I think about too, maybe on the other side, as we think about heaven, that there will be a greeting party for us. But the best part of that greeting party will be you, Lord Jesus, that we will finally see you, not through a mirror dimly, but face to face, not with a veil over our eyes, but we will be loved completely and we will know you completely. But we will also be surrounded by every tribe, every tongue, every nation, people who have followed you their whole lives, and what beautiful fellowship there will be in the consummation of all things. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of us. Many of us have had people die during this pandemic, and we can have that hope of heaven, that there is great rejoicing, that this light momentary affliction cannot be compared to the glory that is to come. And so, Lord, help us to keep that on top of mind as we go throughout today, to realize that this is not all there is, and that what we see is not all we get. So Lord, thank you for the reception that Paul had, but we also thank you for the reception we will have on the other side. Lord, thank you also for allowing Paul to be a prisoner and yet to still minister to others. And I know from stories, you know, throughout this that he had ministered to those soldiers and many of them met you, Lord. And so, Lord, no matter where we are, and I do pray that folks are listening from prison. If they are in prison and they're listening, would you please email me at MaryDemuth@MaryDemuth.com. But prisoners still are not chained. The gospel is not chained because you're in prison. So Lord, help those who are in those places to realize that they still have a vital ministry to carry out. Lord, I love you. I need you. I worship you. You are high and lifted up, lofty, and yet you came to dwell with us, which just shocks me, and I'm so grateful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me, and I just hope that today is a day of rest, rejuvenation, and hope.